Hello and welcome to another edition of Donovan and Friends. Today we'll be chatting with the always entertaining Paul Weston about baseball and how it can change someone's life.
Well, when I was a kid, I wasn't exactly the most athletic person out there, but I did like to read a lot, and there was a certain series of books by this guy named John Tunis. He wrote about baseball. He had a whole series of probably 8 or 10 books about the Brooklyn Dodgers, even though he actually introduced fictional players and had all sorts of great plot lines, and he wrote about the baseball, which was really great. He wrote with real suspense that kind of got you through, and it got you interested in the game. So I kind of got into baseball at first, kind of through the books,
and then it just kind of progressed from there, right?
Right. It just sort of built on that. I started playing like peewee baseball. I guess it was Kiwanis baseball back in the day, but I just kind of started playing baseball more and more, and I thought, hey, this is fun. I'll keep playing.
So the books made you want to play and follow baseball, correct?
Sort of both. I mean, once I got into baseball, playing it, it sort of gave me an interest. I kind of looked for more role models in sports, and the first thing I went to was baseball, and also the Dodgers, which are my favorite team.
So, is the reason that you're a Dodgers fan right now because of the books, or did you have any adults, any close people to you that liked the Dodgers?
Yeah, I mean, my mom was a Tigers fan, so I mean, I also liked the Tigers, but I really got into baseball by myself because of the books, and so I automatically thought, oh, I'll just become a Dodgers fan. I've sort of read about them, and I did a little research on like the Brooklyn Dodgers of old, and they were pretty darn good. Only won World Series though, unfortunately. Yeah, so I just started following baseball, and I started cheering for the Dodgers, and just kind of kept going from there. I kept following it.
So how old were you when you first read the books?
I was probably 9 or 10, so pretty early on. I mean, I started playing baseball, I think, in second or third grade, probably. Yeah, so I mean, pretty early on, and I just kind of kept playing for a while.
Did your parents ever pressure you into playing sports?
No, my parents were pretty chill. I mean, my mom would watch baseball. She was a pretty casual fan, though. She didn't really get 100% into it, so I was kind of on my own in terms of what I wanted to do. I mean, they would encourage me in whatever I wanted to do, but I once I started playing baseball, they thought, oh, that's cool. They came to some games, and they cheered me on, but they didn't really force me into doing anything.
How long did you play baseball for?
Well, if I started in second or third grade, I played till I think eighth or ninth grade, so a long time, 6-7 years.
Is baseball still your favorite sport, or has football or anything like that taken over?
I would say probably, yes. I mean, I just don't think that anything can beat it. I mean, football and basketball are good and all, but they probably take more raw athletic ability than baseball, but in baseball, it's also sort of a mental battle between pitcher and batter and the managers. It's a very good game.
You had to make your own way through baseball by finding your own favorite teams. and players, right? How did you do that?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I said before my mom was a pretty casual fan, so I didn't really have any real 100% guidance. So I kind of looked to other people for that. I mean, I would hang out with a lot of kids in my school who would really like sports and follow them, and I would just kind of pick up on what they were talking about and what they were thinking, and I'd go and I'd read the paper and the box scores and all that and see who was doing well, and so I could get into the conversations as well. So I didn't really I had to kind of blaze out on my own in terms of sports.
Is your dad a sports fan?
He doesn't. I mean, he knows pretty much something about everything, but he's not a huge sports fan. He's a little bit too geeky for that.
What has baseball done for you?
I think, well, baseball has done a lot. I mean, I think it helped me connect on a level that with kids in elementary school that I wouldn't have been able to otherwise. Because, I mean, I wasn't really an athlete until I started playing baseball, and then I sort of played more sports, and then I could just go up and play sports with other kids. And, like, for example, we used to, in my neighborhood, we used to go up to a park at Dove Drive, and we used to go around and play football or dodgeball or whatever, and that was a lot of fun, and I probably wouldn't have been great friends with all those other kids if I hadn't have played sports.
So for you, sports was also a way to make friends?
I think it's a great way to do that, especially when you're young. I think nowadays it's more of an outlet, probably. Like if I'm not having a great day, I'll go and I'll look up stuff about baseball or football or whatever, and I'll just say, and it's just kind of an escape from the real world. Unless your team's not doing well, then it's just sad.
So before you started liking baseball, were you interested in any other sports?
Not really, no. I mean, my parents really only follow baseball at all, so I don't really follow anything else.
Because of baseball, did you get interested in any other sports?
I think it took a little bit longer for me to do that. I definitely did start becoming other sports fans because I thought, oh, baseball's fun, why not try other stuff? So, yeah, I eventually got into football and basketball and not really hockey, but... Well, there's a lot of success stories in football and baseball of people who really worked hard and then they got their chance and they did really well. I think that's resonated with me more than anything. Just sort of, if you work hard, you can get your chance. And I think that can be applied to pretty much anywhere in life.
Well, that's going to do it for us, folks. Thank you for tuning in to another brilliant edition of Donovan and Friends.